get all the soap and maybe any little fragments of food off that way.
So you say she does what? She runs clear water over them and...
Rinse.
Mm-hmm.
Rinsed it.
And what would you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
What kind of bag?
The cloth or the rag you use when you're...
Oh, it's just called a dish rag.
Uh-huh. What about when you're drying them?
What?
When you're drying dishes.
A towel.
Mm-hmm.
Dish towel.
And to bathe your face with, you'd use a...
Well, they were called wash rags. They were not really rags, but they were always called wash rags.
Uh-huh.
They were small.
What about to dry yourself off with?
Towels.
And do you remember what flour used to come in? If people would buy about 100 pounds of it?
In barrels. I think they weighed 196 pounds. My father had one in what we call the storeroom at home.
Mm-hmm.
A barrel of flour, a 50-pound can of lard,
mm-hmm.
a wooden tub of butter. Oh, it got pretty strong by the time I got down to the bottom with a lack of refrigeration. And big slabs of bacon. Nothing like as good as modern bacon. You had to slice across it and then run your knife underneath it and leave the rind, which was the hog's hide. And we always had a slab of that hanging up in the storeroom. And the storeroom always had bars on the window. That was to prevent colored folks from getting in and stealing your food. All the old houses had barred windows in the storeroom.
Was the storeroom kept locked?
We locked it, of course. Mother was very careful. When she was upstairs, she locked the storeroom. Oh, largely due to our own fault. We didn't pay them enough. It was outrageous. True, it didn't cost them as much to live then, but still,
mm-hmm.
we didn't pay them enough.
Do you think most Southerners would agree with you about that? I mean, you...
The better class, yes.
Uh-huh. Who do you think was the most... Do you think the better class of people generally treated Negroes fairly well, except for not paying them enough, but...
I think that they treated them well. My mother used to tell me about that. Her mother would, if one of them was sick, she would go and take care of the Negro just as much as if it were a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but the better class took good care of their slaves.
Mm-hmm. So you think it was just the lower class of white people that really were the most racist and most...
There's an interesting sidelight on that. I've had charge of our church records for 50 years or so, and I've had access to old minute books and record books. And years and years ago, before the Civil War, of course, slaves were received into the church under the names of their owners.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that a man owned a male slave named Ben, and his family name was Jones. Ben Jones, slave of Mr. Benjamin Jones, was received into the membership of this church upon profession of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their own place to sit in the church. I think it was in the balcony at our old church, down there where the hotel is now. And the minutes showed that one time a Negro applied for membership in the church, and he was examined by the church board. For some reason, I don't know what, the church board having charge of that sort of activity in our church is called the session.
Mm-hmm.